With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. After leaders between the two countries met last week, China will suspend retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports, including duties on some farm goods. While Beijing confirmed that this week, U.S. soybeans still face a 13% tariff. Reports said China's Tariff Commission of the State Council is eliminating duties of up to 15% imposed on some U.S. agricultural goods on November 10th. Tariffs of 10% introduced in response to President Trump's Liberation Day duties will stay in place. Traders say that despite the tariff cut, importers looking at U.S. soybeans still face a tariff 13%, which makes U.S. shipments more expensive for commercial buyers compared to Brazilian soybean shipments. We don't expect any demand from China to return to the U.S. market with this change, one trader at the international company said. Brazil is cheaper than the U.S., and even non-Chinese buyers are taking Brazilian cargoes. It's important to remember two things about farmers' cover crop adoption rates. First, those adoption rates have ebbs and flows. Second, sometimes conservation practices aren't continued for many reasons. Data from the last 5 years of Ag Economy Barometer surveys were used to determine trends in cover crops. From 2021 to 2025, the percentage of Ag Economy Barometer survey respondents reporting cover crops ranged from 52 to 57% and averaged 53% in September of 2025. Another 21% of the September 2025 respondents reported planting cover crops in the past, but no longer used them in their operations. In September of 2025, the average number of years respondents have planted cover crops was 10.5. However, the distribution is skewed a bit, as 72% of the respondents said they have planted cover crops for 10 years or less. Another 26% of the September respondents said they've never planted cover crops. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the U.S. isn't ready to open its border once again to cattle imports from Mexico. Despite that, Rollins said Mexico's efforts to contain the flesh-eating New World screwworm are progressing well. The border has been largely closed to imports of Mexican livestock since May. Rollins recently traveled to Mexico City to meet with officials, including President Claudia Sheinbaum, to tell them that the White House is focused on reopening the border. "We're still not in a spot where I'm comfortable opening up the ports, but I think with every day that goes by, we're getting a little closer," Rollins said. She wants to know for sure that both countries have overturned every stone, that every nuance is understood, and they've deployed every tool in each country's toolkits. Rollins didn't give a specific timeline for reopening the southern U.S. border to Mexican cattle imports. Pointing to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement's role in facilitating and strengthening U.S. corn exports to Mexico and Canada, the National Corn Growers Association urged the White House to support a full 16-year renewal of the agreement. NCGA President Jed Bauer made the request in comments submitted to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. In the comments, the corn growers highlight where clarifications are needed in the agreement, but overwhelmingly conveyed support for preserving the next text of the agreement. Without a doubt, U.S. MCA has successfully contributed to the expansion of U.S. agricultural exports and has enormously benefited American corn growers, Bauer said. Additionally, U.S. growers rely on the North American railroad system, which allows corn to be competitive against South American producers. The leaders of all three countries must consider whether to extend the USMCA and are required to begin the review by July of 2026. If not, it automatically expires in the year 2036. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.